What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
Introduce the show, Mitchell.
I'm making sure he's recording.
Hurry up.
All right, everyone, welcome to How to Not Comedy Live, episode 100. Yeah. Woo. Holy shit.
100 more episodes than we should have ever done.
I'm your host, Mitch Coyne. I'm joined by my co-host, best friend and all-around fuckwit, Ethan Bentley.
Thanks, mate. Thank you. Yeah. Good to be here. Thanks, everyone, for coming out. Fuck yeah.
What a shit. Fuck yeah. We this morning checked ticket sales. One person. It was sick.
Who was it?
It was the lovely Wilma. Up
Wilma,
the back.
Thanks for
Thank
coming,
you.
Wilma. You're the best. You're our first and only customer.
She bought these drinks for us. Thank you.
Woo. Cheers.
Holy shit. Why don't you tell them what the show's about, Ethan?
It's just bombs.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. This is just going to be the worst of Newcastle comedy. So the usual show is that we just talk about comedy that happened in the week, what's going on locally, mostly us two idiots talking about doing stupid things on stage. But now we're going to be joined by all our friends who have also done stupid things on stage. So yeah, how's that going to be? We got videos, we're going to have videos of them bombing. We'll get the guest up on stage to introduce the video, give us a bit of context of what it's about. And then we're going to watch the video and then we're going to make fun of them. So that's pretty much the vibe. So I don't know. What do you reckon? We kick this thing off and get our first guest up on stage?
Let's fucking do this. Please welcome to the stage, Eddie Rockefeller.
Sorry, Eddie. We didn't give you much warning that was about to happen.
You were the only person I didn't brief on how to walk up here.
Don't walk through there because there's a cable and you will destroy stuff.
The thing is, if you'd actually put me later in the set, I could have figured out from everybody else that you did brief. But you're like, nah, let's make a figure it out.
Yeah,
what did you think was going to happen with us two idiots organising this shit?
This is exactly the level of professionalism I expected. So.
Good. All right, Eddie, what bomb video do you have for us?
Oh, fuck. Okay, so this is like many years back. This is the first time I ever decided to get up on stage drunk. don't expect anything too nuts or anything, but I do remember a distinct moment in the set where I was like a pure panic, just going, I'm like, my drunk brain was like, fuck, what's the next joke? Fuck, what's the next joke, right? And I remember being the longest silence in history. When I do look back at the video, it was only like 3 seconds, but the joke still sucked, so you know.
Well, let's get into it. Let's kick the video off.
I tell everyone. Yeah, the lines are getting better. They go from I'm drunk and desperate, you'll do, to you'll do. Also, I'm blind drunk, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, I will say, losing weight is a lot like drinking alcohol. It's a bit funny, you know, because like when I'm drinking alcohol, I closely watch my alcohol intake. And when I'm losing weight, I don't eat. So close, yeah. I'm getting back into dating though. I'm getting on the Tinder. Anyone on Tinder? Yeah. I do find being on Tinder is a lot like losing weight, right? Like when you're on Tinder, you're trying to present the best possible version of yourself, right? And when I'm losing weight, I don't eat. So close.
My attempt at a callback.
Yeah, I think Tinder's sort of ruining it. Like, dating. All the romance nowadays, though, right? Like, it used to be I like you, now it's just wanna fuck. You know, can I take you to a movie? Wanna fuck. Can I take you on a romantic candlelit dinner? Anal? The pickup lines are getting pretty shit, though. I'll just say, has anybody ever heard of the Golden Wolf method?
No.
Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, my favourite part was at the end when you waited for the crowd to answer your question.
In my mind, I was like, oh, I'm just getting them involved. I was not. Nobody wanted to be involved in that.
Oh, man. We've all been there. We've all been there. It was just that feeling.
Did you notice the moment when I forgot my joke? Did you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? Did everybody fucking notice? Shit. I thought I got away with it.
There's no getting away with it.
I'll be honest, I didn't notice, but...
Oh, man.
That's not a good judge of... Like, I'm an idiot, so...
I've done it so many times that I'm just like, I can tell it now. I'm like Rain Man for forgetting jokes.
Yeah.
It's always the if you forget a joke, the time just seems to dilate and it feels like it's been going on for like 20 seconds. And then you look back and you're like, oh, it was like 5, but everyone knew. Yeah,
that's what I mean. It was like 3 seconds of me going, and then straight, oh, does anyone remember the Goldilocks method?
Yeah.
that was like the most I could remember of the joke. And it felt like forever, guys. And to be honest, it probably did for the audience as well.
Is that up there with your probably worst bomb? Or
I've definitely had worse, but luckily not filmed, so prove it. Yeah.
What venue was that one at?
That one's at the uni, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think that's the first time we did... I don't know whether... It was an open mic, wasn't it? I think it was open mic, but, like, the first open mic... And the last open mic, rightly so, that we did at the uni. They wised up.
Was that the one that Jared ran? Or not?
Yeah, because actually, what you left out was the beginning of that clip, me getting on the stage. And I don't remember what Jared said at the beginning, but I know I said some comment at the beginning of the clip... about gender, because I think he introduced me as, oh, welcome, the only female on the lineup, or something like that.
It sounds like Jared.
Yeah, it totally does. Let's point out her weaknesses. She is female. So.
He'd just never seen one before.
So shocked.
Yeah. All right, Eddie, well, thank you so much for coming on, showing us the clip.
Hopefully by the end of this show you've forgotten that and you focus on everybody else's bombs.
Oh, trust me.
Don't worry. The worst is yet to come.
Yeah.
Here we go. Thanks for having me.
Round of applause for Eddie Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Are you sweaty? I'm sweaty.
No, I'm fine.
Oh. Just me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get our next guest up.
Oh, he'll be sweaty. Oh, this guy will be sweaty.
Yeah, he'll be sweaty from the walk, though. Fuck. All right. Please welcome to the stage, Broden Shearer.
Yeah.
Oh, look at you, you fucking menace.
I am sweaty as fuck.
Do you really need the Red Bull?
Yeah, so it balances this out.
You're going to give yourself a heart attack.
It's going to happen either way.
Yeah. Right, I'll explain this video.
Look, I'm just not funny.
At least you can admit it. We're still trying.
I try.
Yeah. We've seen it. We've seen you try.
Yeah.
I love it every time.
Cheers, mate.
Dude, you're one of my favourite people to watch perform. Not because you're funny, though.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. That's not a compliment.
You're like a younger version of me, so it's sort of nostalgic.
Yeah, I actually think you might be my dad. Well, I want a paternity test.
You start calling me daddy?
Good joke, Mitch.
Well, it is How to Not Comedy. Let's kick this video off, James.
That's good. I recently celebrated 1 year with my girlfriend. It's a very good time. I really love her. I appreciate her. But I realise she's really bad at giving gifts. Like, for Christmas, I brought her a PS4. You know what she got me? This fucking shirt. This shirt is disgusting. Now I might be looking like the host of Queer Eye for a Straight White Supremacist. It's fucking... This shirt is a hate crime. I wear it to spite her. So, she got me this shirt. She's really bad at giving gifts. And her anniversary was just gone. So I'm like, you know what? She's going to do better this time. I really hope she does better. And she's like, oh, babe, I got you a gift. I'm like, oh, what is it? You know? And she's like, oh, It's a UFC barbecue set. I don't have a fucking barbecue. That didn't go as well as I wanted it to. I didn't realise 11 people could make so much little noise. It's great. Oh, this shirt's so distracting, I forgot my own fucking jokes. Horrible. Let's see, where else I was going to go? Can I have some drugs? Oh, he fucking left. That's great. That's cool. So I come from a joint family. And by joint family, I mean my parents grow weed in the backyard. Being the only non-pot smoker in a family is a lot like being the only white girl at a Mendingo party. It's constantly getting shoved down your throat. Thanks, guys, for that. Fucking good work, mate. You're doing better than I am right now. You just got a better laugh than me. So I realised my mum had a bad pot problem when her brain started to deteriorate. So when I was younger, I was about 2 weeks old, she took me and my brother to Woolworths, and she left with my brother and some food. I haven't seen her since. I miss my mum. So speaking of broken relationships, I bumped into my ex.
Wow. What a ride.
Oh, man.
Oh, nice.
I want to clarify, she did actually leave me at a Woolworths.
Good.
She's a bad mum. It was Wilson filming. Yep.
He doesn't even know how to aim a camera, and they've given him a gun.
Oh, fucking hell.
Can you just go back to the clip? Sorry, if you haven't skipped yet. Just a picture of Broden in this. You look like a fat John Malkovich.
I've got the same haircut as Jada Pickett Smith.
I don't know who that is. Uncomfortable.
Looks like Lauren Budden.
Oh, shit.
She's got a bigger cock than me.
And more hair.
Sick mullet, though. Got a shout out to the mullet.
She shaved it.
She shaved it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking
bitch. That was obviously the black butt.
Yeah.
To a packed crowd.
I honestly don't think it would have made a difference.
Nah, that was disgusting.
It was a whole thing, dude. How do you feel now? Dirty?
Depressed? Yeah.
Well, go drown your sorrows, mate.
Oh, thank you. Don't get rid of him yet.
Oh, wait a second.
I want to ask him this question.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
If you could give yourself advice, what would you say?
Buy a new shirt and just quit comedy.
Bro, and cheer everybody.
This is going well. This is exactly what we hoped. All right, let's keep this thing moving. Please.
Don't be racist. Come on, Mitch. You had one job. Don't be racist on the show. And you're already doing an Asian accent?
Fuck.
Oh, who is next for this?
Please welcome to the stage, Brooke Murphy.
Oh, welcome to whatever this is, Brooke.
I'm already too drunk. I'm fucking 1.5 beers in. This is a whole thing.
You've been drinking Captain Sensible.
I know.
What are you talking about?
What's Captain Sensible? Is that real?
Is that real?
Do they make them for men?
It's mid-strength beer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Do you have to drive after this?
No.
Then why... Never mind, let's move on. Let's move on.
On account of my bad speaking.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I slur my words. You know, we've been doing 100 episodes of this podcast.
I know you slur without drinking, so you might as well drink.
Yeah, I know. We need Tyler to edit this live so that I sound smarter.
Yeah, can we get a round of applause for our editor, Tyler?
Yeah.
Making us sound not retarded and saving us from lots of cancellations. Oh, thank you, Tyler.
So many cancellations. Although we did use a slur in the title of one of our episodes.
We did.
Yeah.
We may have done that. That was all you, buddy, so I'm fine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Brooke. Introduce us to your video, please.
So this was my first side comedy. I went to the Lass for an open mic. It wasn't a comedy open mic, but I was drinking and my friends wanted me to get up and this girl was there that was running it. She was just like, oh, if you do your set, I'll do mine. And she was much better than me. And, you know, it's a Lass, so it was a very, like, lefty crowd and I got up and did a rape joke that wasn't very good.
Who would have thought? Who was your friend? The comedy?
Chloe.
Oh, yeah, well, you're way better than her now, so.
Yeah.
Turns out if you stick at it.
Who performed before you as well?
I can't remember if Marty was at this one.
Yeah.
I think Marty, Chloe and I were the only comics. But just before me, there was a girl doing a poem about sexual assault. Because I was panicking, being like, maybe I shouldn't tell my joke. And then Chloe was like, what about if you do a trigger warning? But then poem girl got up. I'm like, well, she doesn't have a trigger warning. And
Yes. Yes. All right. Without further ado, let's have a look. What do we got?
Yes. Maybe he's a friend of the Pope. Could be okay. The last one's really bad. These are actual Tinder profiles. I didn't even make these up. I got really lazy while I was writing jokes. So this one, I dated a German girl and she rated our sex life from 1 to 10. Turns out she really likes anal because she kept screaming 9, 9.
Bring
so,
it back.
So I just can say, up and coming true crime star. And the other thing about online dating and Tinder is people tend to ask you to come over pretty quickly. You have a few sentences and they're like, oh, I want to come over. I'm like, oh, I don't know you. How do I know that you're not a serial killer or something? And they say to me, oh, you'll just have to find out. And so basically, Tinder and online dating is a bit of a choose your own adventure. We get murdered, we get raped, or will it just be unpaid sex work for whatever guys ask you over for free? And I'm also thinking about becoming a political commentator. I'm trying to make this funny as crazy as you're trying. So my commentary is a bit more like... And then it's Cutter, he's running like he's got crocodiles on his heels. And then there's Scott Morrison, he's off the track, having a bit of an Edgar Dean McDonald's moment. And then coming up from the inside, it's Barnaby Joyce. Oh, hang on, he's just coming inside.
Yes! I feel like you felt more uncomfortable with the joke at the very end about politics.
Well,
the rape joke
I told the Barnaby Joyce joke for a while. Like, that wasn't very good either. I didn't know that was on there. I was just like, I prepared myself for the rape joke, and he didn't even show the whole joke. He just showed the worst part of the joke.
Of course,
yeah.
But I still tell the bit, the serial killer, choose your own adventure bit. I still do that and, like, made that the joke, which is much better than reading out Tinder profiles. But you missed the bit beforehand, where a guy had a profile saying, that's not my kid, that's just one I'm grooming.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually dated that guy for a bit.
Why?
Well, I knew him before I saw the profile and I was like, oh, that's pretty funny.
You're not wrong. Oh, yeah, that's a good bit. Oh, man. Going straight to the question?
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. If you could go back in time and not do that, would you?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that bit. Well, like, it was very offensive and not very funny, and I was just literally reading out guys' Tinder profiles, so I didn't even, like, write the jokes. Yeah. I just went, these are really funny, and I think you should know about them, and these are the guys that I have to choose from. Like, the bit about the Choose Your Own Adventure serial killer, like, that's fine. Like, I still do that, but but the Barnaby Joyce bit, I don't know, it was just cum. It was just funny because I said cum.
Yeah. Mitch is still doing those jokes. Yeah. I don't feel bad.
30% of my act.
How long were you, it was like pretty fresh into comedy at that point.
Yeah, so you I told that tattoos. Joke until we went to, do you know when we went, did the gig at Stockton?
Yes.
And oh, when they actually laughed at the rape joke. And I'm like, you're not supposed to laugh.
Of course they did. They're from Stockton. Fucking savages.
And I was like, you're not supposed to laugh at that bit. And I was just like, I can't tell this joke if these people think it's okay.
Yeah.
You're worried that someone's going to think it's an invitation.
Yeah.
You're worried you're going to get a fan base entirely based in Stockton.
Yeah, so that's when I decided that joke wasn't very good and moved on. I don't know when I decided the Barnaby Joyce joke was shit, but that took a while.
Yeah, I'm still doing jokes like that I should probably drop. But
that Stockton gig was for me was the one where I was like, maybe I can do this. I was king for a day at that gig. They fucking loved me.
Yeah.
We need to find more bogans for you, Mitch.
Yeah. I just want fans.
Wow. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Brooke. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
Give it up for Brooke, everyone.
All right. Are you going to introduce the next one? Am I going to introduce the next one? Are you going to leave it up in the air and we get confused and awkward?
What's
going
to happen? Yeah, let's do that. That's, yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, can you please welcome to the stage, the next act doesn't have a bomb, but we're going to bring her up anyway because it's an awesome video. Please put your hands together, make some noise, make some clapping for Maddie Weinstein. I feel like this video needs a lot of context.
Before I do that, I would just like to give some context on the girl before, who is my best friend. And despite what you saw this evening, she won't do a podcast with me because I want to say the word retard.
Is that the name of the podcast? All right, so this video. So you were trying to actively bomb to get a video for this show.
Yes.
Yes.
Because obviously when I'm in a room where I'm going to bomb, my first thought isn't, I should record this. So then I came here and thought that I would do something totally horrific. But as usual, because I'm that good, it did all right.
Yeah, you kind of killed.
You told me before.
It just shows how good I am at failing that I failed to fail.
Yes. Oh, yes, there it is. Classic comedian self-deprecation.
So should I, like, give the context of what I'm doing?
Sure.
Essentially, I write a lot about how I'm very sad, and I ran it past about 6 comics. I was like, is this a horrific idea that's going to make me want to kill myself when I get home? They were like, you're going to want to kill yourself when you get home anyway. And I was like, okay.
Might as well.
But in theory, is this horrific? And they were like, it's a terrible idea. Where instead of doing my bits, I would just announce the topic of my jokes and the general vibe and the punchline of what they're about, because they're all so horrific. And I'd like to think that I make them funny. But apparently watching a fat lady on stage talking about these horrific topics was funny to normal people anyway.
All right, should we give it a look? Give it a look.
Yeah, let's check it off.
I'm Jewish. My My grandfather was in Auschwitz. COVID tests remind me of sex with my grandpa. It was a different grandpa. This one committed suicide. I think about suicide.
It's all true.
People think I look like Lizzo.
She's black.
Domestic violence. A lot of it. I am a drug addict. I was a drug addict. I am the elephant in the room. My ex is a Nazi.
That was Ben McLennan.
My employees think that I'm a Nazi. I dislike bald men.
Fuck you, Adam.
I picked Weinstein as a stage name because I thought it would be funny, but he is the least popular rapist. And it's not funny anymore.
Should have gone with Weinstein.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, the best MC in the world.
Really on the ball for that one, wasn't he?
He really was.
He wasn't expecting you to sprint off stage, I guess.
No one expects me to sprint anywhere.
So that wasn't a bomb. That went pretty well, I'd say.
I tried.
Yeah. You gave it your all.
It's not fair.
Yeah. You're not a woman.
Yeah. So.
He has the tits, but he doesn't.
We do look kind of similar, to be honest. I think you could put on like an emo Morticia Adams wig, go in public, people wouldn't know the difference. Oh,
this Halloween party, please. I want to see Morticia Mitch.
Can I borrow a dress?
Here's an idea for a movie. We do Freaky Friday, but no one can tell the difference.
Oh, my God. How do you work this thing? You were right about not drinking too much, dude. I'm fucking losing it up here.
I'm fucking blind. That was the only way that I could get up here and do this.
Oh, it's a whole thing, isn't it? I'm sitting here looking. I'm just like, oh, man, what do I say next?
Well,
read the question,
you fucking organised it, so you tell me.
You have got one of the best sense of humours we've ever seen in comedy.
Oh, stop it. Seriously?
Yeah, honestly.
You just said domestic violence on stage and people laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Even when you're trying to bomb, you kill. Who's, like, where did that come from? Where does that side come from?
My very sad life.
Trauma.
I have nothing. I am nothing. I will be nothing.
How zen of you?
Xenophobia?
That's got to be a bit.
Yeah.
I'm very zen.
But I have this, and I have you guys. Yeah. And you two are one of the only two that I like.
Aww.
And fuck the rest of you.
Yeah.
No, we love everyone that showed up here. If you didn't show up, go fuck yourself, Elliot.
Yeah.
Can I leave now?
Yeah, sure. Everyone, Maddie Weinstein.
Holy shit. God damn.
Oh, man.
This is easy when the guests just come up and be funny for us.
It helps a lot, to be honest. I've got nothing.
Yeah. Let's...
I hope this next guy's funny.
Oh, man. I hope he's not. Let's mix it up. Just 5 minutes of silence, bombing. Let's do it.
Well, he doesn't have a video.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Fucking chicken.
He's just too good at comedy. He never had a bomb.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, he's probably the best in the scene at the moment.
I'd say so, yeah.
Let's bring him up.
Luke Dillon, everyone. Man, these beers are really hitting me. So Someone tried to buy me a beer before, and I was like, no, I don't want to get drunk for this show. Whoops.
You said I'm not going to be funny, so I'm just going to sit here and not be funny. Fuck you guys. Good luck.
We are fucked now.
No video, and I'm not going to be funny. What the fuck are you going to do for these next 5 minutes?
What have we done for the other 99 episodes?
They were funny. I've heard one. I was on it, but it was pretty good.
That was our least funny episode.
I was literally the only reason I'm not going to be a dickhead. Literally the only reason.
Are you sure?
They're back on. Literally, the only reason I was on the podcast initially is because I would bring Kyle Legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the only, no one gets that. Why don't I do that fucking joke? What a loser. Yeah. Even the comedians were like,
I felt bad. Like, every time we get, I just feel bad bothering you. You give off those vibes. Like, just don't fucking bother me. I've got things to do.
Really?
Yeah. Like, my editor.
Dude, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Like, that hurts me so much. Really?
That's brutal.
How could you hurt him like that, Ethan?
I try, you fucking piece of shit.
But
I'm the same. Like, I don't want to be bothered, so I don't know. I'm a piece of shit.
Instead of a tortured artist, I'm like a retarded artist. That makes me so fucking sick. I'm gonna think about that for weeks. Holy shit. Sorry, I'm.
But you always.
You said I'm not gonna be fine. I'm gonna make the podcast sad. Let's fucking. Yeah. Maddie tried, but she was funny. It was annoying. I can't do this weird meta. I'm not funny thing. Let's just fucking. Let's
not
do it.
Fair. Anyway, I just...
You guys are fucked up. This is great.
Oh, dude.
What time is it? 4:20? Jesus Christ.
It's 5:30.
You guys are fucked up.
I'm trying to keep this on the level. I've got to serve drinks to like 80 people after
those
this.
Notes are gibberish. What the fuck?
It's just my manifesto.
No, please. Oh, but I do... Okay, so I don't have a video like everyone else. And literally, I wish I did because those were fucking hilarious. But... I don't have one because they would have all been on my old phone and that broke. But the same thing as Maddie. But like I sense my fucking surroundings. Like if I know going in this is going to eat a dick, I'm not going to fucking record it. And usually my girlfriend records all my sets. So if she's not there, I'm fucked.
That's why I don't have video, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Later on.
But you would have had video like 6 months ago.
So many bombs, yeah. Yeah.
Had a full library.
She took those videos with her.
Oh, yeah, they're gone. They're long gone.
Took photos of all of us. They're gone forever. Yeah.
No more photography. I apologise.
No, but I do have a good bomb story. And I've had many bombs, and there's a few stories I could think of, but there's one that you were there for, and thank Christ you were. And I wish I would have recorded it, because it's really... It was like... Brutal. I couldn't look at you afterwards. Like, we tried to go have a drink... And like I didn't really say anything. I was just.
Do you see
like,
what I mean about the hanging out with you and it being weird?
I'm a fucked up dude.
It was fine because the two dudes sitting behind us at the pub were more fucked up. Like after the gig, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do, but
I can't remember what he said.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up.
Really weird.
I'm so glad you brought it up because I don't remember that part of the story. Oh, but anyway, so I did this gig a year ago. We'll say.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago. It was a year ago. Yeah. I got hit up by actually Eddie, which is hilarious. So I'm assuming a few other people had turned it down. And you just said, would you like to open for... I don't know if you said famous or like big TikToker. That's the only way it was sold to me. And I was like, that's kind
of...
Yeah, so, like, exactly. So
not
I...
on any other form, by the way.
Thank you, exactly. Well, there's a good ending to this story that happened recently. But, so, I had never heard of him either, but I went on his TikTok, he had, like, 1 million followers. Or, like, he had a video with, like, 1 million views or something, and I was like, oh, my God, holy shit. It was very weird, but I was like, I just don't understand TikTok. That's fine. He obviously had never heard of me, because I don't think he knew... He had just gotten into stand-up comedy, I guess. He'd been famous on TikTok, and now he wanted to do like a one-man show, which is always a great idea. It always goes always goes really well. So this was at... what's the venue called?
Royal Exchange.
It was at the Royal Exchange. It's a very cool room. This was height of the pandemic. The bartender was unvaccinated, and he really let us know that, and that was fun. Everyone was freaking the fuck out.
And the beers?
We bought beers. Oh. They were They was it 2021? They expired in 2017. It tasted like fermented wine. It was fucking nuts. We still drank them.
The Jew boy's not going to let anything go to waste.
Well, okay, so it was one of those gigs where as soon as I got there, I was like, holy shit, like this is about to be so bad. When I got there, there was no one there. The dude wasn't even there, the TikTok dude. There was me and the weird bartender. I think he had like a fucking eye patch or something. Like he was nuts.
For the story he did.
It was us two there. And so then about eight people rocked up, I'd say, maybe like 11, and it was spread out in this very dark room, similar to this, but a much, much worse vibe. And then, so I have to open to, there's no intro, there's no host. Some guy just gets up and goes, before the guy you knew that you came to see, here's this other guy that you've never heard of. And I get up, I probably do like two or three jokes, and because I want it to go well, they're probably like good jokes. Just fucking absolute silence and nothing. And I'm like sweating and shaking. And I'm like, fuck this. So I try to do crowd work. I talk to a lady in the front row. I'm from Tamworth. She's from Tamworth. So I'm like, fuck, I have something. So I'm like, grab onto this. I go to talk to her. I'm like, I think I asked her name or like what her last name was. She wouldn't speak to me. She wouldn't say anything. After I asked her name, she's just like, I'm not getting connected with you. And I was like begging her. I was like, I know you. Like, I've seen you at school. And she's like,
you're my neighbor.
Yeah. Wouldn't give me a name. So after that failed, there were a bunch of books on stage because this is a place where you do like fucking poetry or something. I was like, I'm just going to read books because fuck these people. They don't deserve this shit. They want like poetry or TikTok or some shit. So I just went to all the books, and there was like weird, like I think like Mein Kampf was in there. Like there was some weird shit in there. And
was
I just
like
started
a sex book. I think
there was like a weird sex book, yeah. And I just started reading books. And then I tried to do crowd work with the unvaccinated guy, and he wasn't having any of it. I was like, "Have you read all these books?" And very condescendingly, he was just like, "Yes,
of course."
It was like 1,000 books. I was like, "Fuck you, you weirdo! You haven't read all these books.
Stop reading books and update your fucking fridge."
So I think I was meant to do 10 minutes. Yeah, please. I was meant to do 10 minutes. I did my time, but I read a book for fucking 4 minutes. So. It was, yeah, people were just like, what is this? And then I, like, there was probably a break after me. I was like, let's go. We have to leave.
Yeah, I was there for the whole thing. It was insane.
Well, so I left and we went and had a drink and I'm a freak apparently and you can't hang out with me. And I was just like.
You were rattled.
I was rattled. And then we went back and it was right as he was about to go on and I just walked in and it was silence again and he had a pointer and a graph. And I was just like, I'm not doing this.
That's right.
I don't care what this is about. But then it was a full show. He like played piano. Like I'm sure it was very good. It way better than me.
I remember what the guy at the pub said. He said, women don't have street smarts.
I was like, you should see this show up the road. You really dig it.
He was like, you've got book smarts, talking to like an educated
boy. Oh, yeah. He was like yelling at his girlfriend. Yeah. And being like, you're a dumb bitch.
And we were both just sitting there awkwardly. It was terrible.
Oh. I was feeling worse than her. I mean, she can fuck off. But there's another one I can think of that there is an ending to that story. Recently. I nearly fucked this up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so do we want to drop the name of this show?
Who it
this
doesn't matter. Was? It was Leonardo. He killed I Sucked.
His name is Leonardo Sunshine.
Go look him up. He was great. He was a very nice...
He's a good dude.
They...
I was at a house party...
I nearly fucked it up. I landed it. You stuck the landing. Bronze. He was great.
Thanks, Luke. Now I've got to get my pronouns right for this part of the story.
Yeah, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Whoops.
They were at a party.
I don't actually know.
In Newtown. Yeah, my friend's party. It was like a couple of
weeks
ago.
Don't know why you were there, by the way. How did you and
because
Leonardo get to the same party?
Thanks for ruining the punchline, Luke.
This is what I do, folks.
that was the big sell. I was going to bring it home.
You just said that. You just said you go to the same
party. I hate it when mummy and daddy fight.
Please tell this. No, no.
I'm too drunk for this.
You can
I'm
tell the actual story, but you ruined
that's
it, actually.
That's not the... I did ruin it. Yeah. You're right.
It's always your fault.
So whose party was it? How did you get the invite?
So I went to... I studied in Sydney.
What?
The teacher there...
Beer?
I was just going to say graphic. It was video game design, all right?
So nothing.
Ooh.
Fuck you.
No, that's cool. Fuck it. Actually, yeah. We'll talk.
Thanks, man. Will we? Fuck. So
I'm trying to help you.
So I went to college with that guy.
Yep.
He taught another woman. That's Leo's girlfriend.
Ah.
She comes to the party.
Oh, so it's a, it's he.
Yeah.
No, I can't assume. Go back. You can't assume in today.
They.
Someone write that down.
His girlfriend. How do you say girlfriend in they?
No, keep going.
They friend. It's they friend.
This is so hard.
I've dug us to China. Let's keep going back up. So he's sorry.
So them and them they friend was at a party with my friend.
That's and fun.
They brought a big bag of cocaine.
Fuck
with
yeah.
them. And I was like,
allegedly.
I was like, holy shit, it's Leonardo Sunshine. I haven't seen you in a year since the situation with my friends in Newcastle.
Since my friend nearly ruined your show by reading well, books.
How's it going, dude? And
did you like bring that up?
Fuck yeah, I did, dude.
Oh, yeah,
they gave me lots of cocaine. I was pretty chatty on the
Here's why I know about this. Ethan messaged me at 2 a.m. So, I was just going to bed.
That's
and you just go, I'm at a party. Leonardo Sunshine's here. It's crazy. And then you were like, I'm about to talk to him. And you had just said, like, I'm on coke and ketamine. And in my head, I'll be like, oh, that'll be fun. I'd love to be there right now.
Like, to be honest, I was just planning on doing ketamine, but they brought the cocaine. And she was like, do you want to trade some cocaine for some ketamine? And I was like, that sounds like a good idea.
The conversion on that rate on that is fucking sick, though.
Never.
Like, TikTok's full Hollywood. That's fucking crazy.
Don't do that ever.
I like it.
Like, if I can give you one piece of advice, it's not good. It's a terrible seesaw. Just up and down all night. And like, I didn't even want to do the cocaine, but she insisted. It was fucking crazy.
That's terrifying.
Then I talked to him for like 4 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
About
fuck.
Comedy. He was like,
what did he bring to that?
Oh, no. He's trying
me, to I'm saying this, I'll never have a million views on TikTok. I'm just what a loser
dude,
I am.
You're doing fine. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're better than all of us.
Was it a lot of that of like, what, like, were you guys just talking about like, yeah, man, like, when you do a show, like, it's just great to make people feel good. And you were being like, yeah, like, you've like, I've never actually done that. But like, that's, like, what is that conversation? If you, to be fair, if you can't remember,
well,
you can tell me right now.
That's the thing. I don't necessarily recall most of it.
It's a weird thing. I would love to have been there, but also would have fucking hated it in the moment. That would have been the worst thing in the world.
All I remember,
unless I was as fucked up as you guys, then it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it was great at the time.
You talk about anything.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But
I'll talk to a Nazi and be like, he's got some points. I'll disagree in the morning, but like, he's a nice guy.
I just remember it being like 5 a.m. and I'm like, I didn't want to do any more cocaine. And she's like insisting that I do more cocaine. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired. Just let me leave. No, Leo has more questions for you. I'm like, fuck.
The sun's coming up and he's just like, Leonardo Sunshine. You're like, whoa. Let's end it on that terrible joke. How to not comedy, guys. Thank you very much. We
Look
love you.
Everybody.
Get out there, the Mitch and Ethan, the fucking the best podcast in Newcastle for sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One of the funniest men in Newcastle, Luke Dillon, everyone. Holy shit. Oh, man, that's good. He filled in some time for us.
That's what we need.
Yeah, this is good. Oh, man, I've been looking forward to this one. I haven't even seen the video.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Oh,
you're in for
man.
A real treat. You all are. Give it up for the baldest man in Newcastle comedy. It's Adam Ronan, everybody. Stop.
You might have to dim the lights a little bit for the reflection.
Thank you. Look at this.
That's service. I feel bad shitting on you now. No, I don't.
You know you just walked the only paying customer.
Oh, no.
During Luke's show.
Whoops.
Hell yeah. Round of applause for Irma.
Why would you applaud for walking up?
It's not the first time I've walked a crowd member. It won't
be the
last.
We shit on Leo for not selling. Well, he sold tickets to his show. We sold one and we walked them.
Yeah.
What did she say, Brady, on the way out?
fuck, she had a medical appointment.
We walked the... Oh, perfect. That's exactly
only
where I want to be.
Paying customer.
Cheers, Adam.
Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy 100.
Yes.
Happy 100.
Thank you. Regular on the show. You've been on how many times?
Four or five. Yeah. I've lost my partner in crime, though. Mark.
Yes. Rest in peace.
Uluru. Yep. He's in the centre of Australia. Climbing a rock or something. I don't know.
I thought they banned that. all right. Give us some context on this fucking video.
This is Lewisham, is it?
Yeah, Lewisham.
So this was the first show that was back on in the New South Wales area after COVID. And if anyone's been to Lewisham Hotel, it's just a comics room. But it was every single comic in Sydney and Newcastle all jammed in trying to sit one, what was it, 4 square metre rule and all that shit. And almost got kicked out because I couldn't find a seat. And I kind of wish that I did get kicked out before this happened.
All right, let's let it rip.
This is a great time for unpopular people to die at the moment, isn't it? Don't have to have anyone turn up your funeral. Happy days. Welcome back. Yeah. I really feel sorry for people that got their dream job or were offered their dream job in 2015. But only to lose it for the last question in the interview, where they say, oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time? And you're sitting there saying, like, oh, you know, look, at the start of the year, we're all going to have to wear masks but because of the smoke. And it's like, oh, that's pretty bad. It's like, don't worry, the smoke will clear up, but we still won't be able to breathe. Yep, fuck yes. I also feel sorry, like, I really do feel sorry for pirates at the moment. Like, because they've spent like their whole lives trying to find these great old treasure maps with X marks the spot, and then they just walk into shops and they're just like, oh fuck, we've got to start digging now. yeah. Welcome back to comment, yeah? I've been getting into the conspiracy theories lately because I think like this whole thing's a little bit of bullshit, but it's just been too much. Like, yeah, I'm so much into conspiracy theories at the moment that it's my alarm clocks and waterboard, so fucking hell.
Nice. Oh, that was brutal.
There's worse stuff in there you could have picked, so thanks. Yeah.
That's all right.
When you end a set with fucking hell.
Oh, that was just a setup for the next joke.
Yeah, that wasn't the end of the set. It got worse.
Oh, yeah. Got way
couldn't
worse.
Do it to him. Fuck.
Oh, man. It was. You were probably the first one who actually spoke to me in the comedy scene.
As well, way fucking back disappointed in the day. That I did that now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up, Ray Charles. No, I found it. Right.
Yes!
He's still bombing.
Got it.
Holy shit. I'm so glad that you took on that new character that you're doing. That was brutal.
Whoever said you can't pretend to be disabled?
Yeah. Mitch is following suit.
Yeah, I think so. How far away is that disabled car park for you? The stickers on the horizon.
Yeah, too far.
Couple more KFC buckets, you'll be sweet.
I'm working on it, mate. Yeah. Working on it.
Oh, so unfortunately, Adam's going to be leaving us.
Yes.
You want to announce that? Boo. He's been roped into going to Wagga, is it?
Yeah, Wagga Wagga.
Oh, man, the comedy scene down there is going to love you.
The comedy scene. Well done, yeah.
You start up a room?
No.
Who runs the room down there?
Dane Simpson.
All right, I'll send him this.
Yeah.
Let him know you're coming.
I'll be straight on there, yeah. Yeah. I think it's a new material night, so I might get a shot there. Let's not bullshit anybody.
Not if I have anything to do with it. No, fuck, that's going to be hectic, dude. Brutal.
Yeah, well, you know, got to do what you got to do. I'll be away for 2 years and I'll come back and yous will all just be sucking like yous normally are. So,
You too, man, you too.
When? I'll be like August, September sort of thing. I'll let you know after I leave.
If the relationship lasts that long. Yeah. If he's still with her in September, he's going away.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want to go in July?
Why is that?
He's trying to just make a joke, man. He's trying to make a joke.
Yeah, I've heard you try and do that a lot.
Fucking hell. This is brutal. Do we have a question for Adam?
No.
What do you mean?
We don't. I didn't write one for Adam.
Fuck.
So I've got a question for you, Zay. You have got videos coming up, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to leave ourselves out.
All right. So, yeah. So, myself excluded, obviously. Who's the best guest that you've had on the show in the 100 episodes?
Oh, fuck. Ooh. That's a tough one. Probably Kyle.
Yep.
Let's not lie.
Sucks. You suck hole.
Yeah, Kyle's pretty funny.
I'm sucking hole, but also, it's very true. He knows how to riff.
He hit himself in the face with that bottle cap as well. That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was... It was good fun. Good fun in the shed.
And there's a member of the Newcastle comedy community that hasn't been on the show yet. I was just wondering when that person's going to get a start.
We all know who that is. I wanted him on for this show, but I wasn't allowed to have it.
That's not good.
I fucked up. I should have. We should have done it. But I think let's aim for episode 200.
200. Fucking hell. If this is still going at 200, please kill me. Brian, kill me. I'm allowing you to do it. Take me out.
I'll start hanging out in that car park you always follow me around in.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, we love it. You just say, we'll stick it by that time so you get away quicker.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon our best guest is, apart from you? You can't say yourself.
I like the Detour one when yous are all on. But that's just because you shat on fucking everybody.
Yeah, we haven't shat on people in Sydney on that one. That's great. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And we reminisced about me getting my dick sucked on one of the early episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, episode 100, Mitch. Fuck, you're up.
Yeah, dude. And here's Shaz. We prepared her earlier.
Oh, fuck. No, we don't have the budget for that. All right, get out of here before you get me in any more trouble. All fuck right, you. Thanks. Right. There you go. Adam Ronan, fuck, give it up.
All right. Oh, man, this is it. This is it. We're going to rock, paper, scissors for this. We're going to rock, paper, scissors. We didn't rehearse rock, paper, scissors, so I always...
Why would you rehearse rock, paper, scissors?
Because I do it weird.
You just do rock,
paper, scissors. I do it weird, man. You watch. All right, you's ready? All right, let's do it.
It doesn't matter.
That's wrong.
I win! You go next.
All right, it's
the magic of the show.
All right, I'll...
You wouldn't have done that. Hey? You would have fucked it up.
I would have. I would have. So I'll give you some context for this one. It was probably my third or fourth set. I'm a real professional in this one. It was at the Clown and Anchor, rest in peace. My friend from the Air Force was filming this. He's like, I'm going to send this to everyone you know.
How early were you in? This was like
this is
days.
Like my fourth or fifth set.
Oh, I know, because you're kind of skinny in the video.
Yeah, it's weird. I had no idea how bad I was. So when he was sending it around to people, I was like, "Did you fucking enjoy it?" I was like, "Oh
no!"
And then I've watched it back recently. I had to go reach out to him. I was like, hey, man, you still got that video? He's like, fuck yes.
Fuck yeah. I show it to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. So he re-sent it. Shout out to Luke. Fucking legend. Let's fucking do it. Let's show this.
Let's go.
This is a whole thing.
Because he was just like you when he was that age. He still remembers. All right? What's your father's name?
Really? Hey,
Scott. Scott remembered. You know what was up if you left that door closed. Right? But Scott did it too. Went until the parents went home. Went around to his girlfriend's place. Fucking put a panties down. Just started working it. One finger was there. She's a gentleman. Looks up to it.
Scott's a bit of a madman. Why, you couldn't leave you alone? Couldn't trust your boyfriend here. Right? He was an animal. We are too. Okay?
Why would you do...
Oh,
my God.
I didn't break eye contact for the entire fingering bit. Just...
So good, man. You were doing crowd work and incorporating it into your bits that early on.
I can't do that bit anymore, not because it sucks. I haven't got the cardio for it anymore.
Oh, man. Poor Scott.
Fucking awful. Just, oh, man. Your skin crawl up. Man, round of applause for all of our guests who got up here and fucking showed these videos. That fucking sucked so bad. Oh, man. And why am I still doing this?
You've gotten better. Yeah, I'll give you that. You've gotten much better.
Fucking didn't set the bar real high. Like, wasn't.
You're not miming fingering pussies on stage anymore. It's going up.
Maybe I'll fucking bring it back. Been going to the gym lately? Should be all right.
No, I don't think it will be. That was brutal.
Oh, it was a whole thing. But we got our fucking headline act now.
You're going to call this the headline act? Fuck it. I hate this video, dude. It's not even a video. It's only a recording because we went through that. Well, I've lost all the videos. But we got a recording of me down in Sydney. I caught a train for 3 hours for this. And it's so bad. You've all heard the joke, but here it is. Again, in its entirety, to just getting nothing. Let's do this.
Admit it when I ask that question. Usually it's just dead fucking silence. But it's one of the biggest growing crowd categories, so someone's fucking watching it. It's not all me. I mean, a lot of it's probably me, but it's not all me. And I came out to my friends the other day. I'm like, I'm watching all this trans porn. Like, I'm fucked up. This tranny porn's got an addiction thing happening to me. Like, I just had to get off my chest and like, dude, you're fucked up. I was like, I know, it's a fucking problem. And they're like, oh, you dickhead, you can't say that word. You can't say tranny in 2019. Like, it's not the fucking word to use. And I'm like, well, I don't fucking know. I just type that into Google and then that comes up and then, yeah. So I thought I was fucked up, but good news for me, I guess. Turns out I'm just a bigot. Chill.
Yeah, I'll leave it right there.
Should have left that one in the
bank. Who hurts. I remember that night. We fucking just catching the train with, was it Ronan and Mark? All four of us, the crew, the fellas, the guys on the train, fucking turning up to that gig, just bombing our dicks off to comics. Some other dude just walked up to me, didn't say hello or anything. He's just like, exposure! And I was like, okay, dude. Fucking just eating a fat one up there. And then we went to Sticks and Stones.
Always a treat.
Oh, man, he's just like, do a push-up. Some kind of heckle. He's like, do a push-up.
It was Ben Elwood.
Yeah.
Fuck you,
like,
Ben.
Yeah, I was like, I can't.
Fucking and hell. The worst part about doing that joke, it's not the context. It's just that it's a weak fucking joke. Like the punchline, there's no punchline.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped doing it. Like, if I can write a better joke, well, Luke does a joke about trans. It's funny.
Yeah.
Why can't I be funny?
Yeah. Remember back then, you're like, oh man, people just hate the topic.
It ain't the topic. Yeah. You suck.
Yeah. It starts off like a Facebook manifesto, like you're about to start shooting people in a subway.
Oh, man, it's so bad.
And then we got off the train and I was walking and just I tripped on nothing and ate shit at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That was my favourite part of the night, to be honest. You were slipping on gravel in the car. Yeah,
it was the biggest night. Like, it was the biggest laugh of the night right there.
Oh, easily. Yeah, we'd been to some shit rooms.
Oh, man. It was fucking... We've had some gigs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
What's... All right. So, quick question for you. Favourite podcast episode? Your personal favourite? Not the best guest or anything. What was your favourite
when episode? I got my dick sucked. What are you talking about?
Me too.
I was like, he's really going to dump this on me? This question out of the blue? But I'm like, no, I got this. I know.
It was the first time I'd ever like locked eyes with a man while he was getting head.
Wow.
It was weird and started something off for me that I can't turn off now.
All right, I think we've wrapped this one up. It's man. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming out, watching this shit. We love yous all. Anything to add, Mitch?
No, thank you. Please listen to this podcast. Holy fuck. We're out. Mwah.
Bye.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That is life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. 'Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and